This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. It's now up to individual counties to decide their own restrictions as the state's COVID-19 dial system goes away. Most Front Range counties will still have some restrictions on indoor gatherings for at least another month, even though in Denver, restaurants and gyms can operate at full capacity. Dr. John Samet, who leads the state's modeling effort, says a lot depends now on individual behavior.
It's going to be an important month for us ahead. I think that's a bottom line. And I think people, like it or not, just need to hang in a little bit longer, do the right stuff.
Cases of COVID-19 remain high in Colorado, though deaths are down significantly. Aurora Fire Rescue will not renew its state-issued ketamine waiver when it expires at the end of next month. That's according to the Colorado Sentinel. The powerful sedative came under scrutiny after the death of Elijah McClain in 2019. Aurora fire crews were barred from using the drug after the city council passed a moratorium last year. Colorado's health department is still reviewing the use of ketamine in non-hospital situations. And we're having some technical difficulties right now, so we're going to take you back to NPR. Stay with us.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Pew Charitable Trusts. Its Agenda for America offers bipartisan policy solutions for a new administration and Congress. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/agendaforamerica.